Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 109 talking about the sea, the great sea. We hinted to it, mentioned it a couple of times over the past few weeks and months. Wanted to look at it a different spin today, looking at the piece of Gemara, starting with Rabbi Yochanan said here on Shabbos 109, there is no difficulty as one, the first price agrees with Rabbi Meir, and the other agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Because they were talking about the seas, talking about the different aspects of bathing for therapeutic purposes or not, bathing in Tiberias, bathing in the Great Sea, and it seems to be contradictions, and it seems to be not working out. So, we learned in a Mishnah, as one agrees with Rabbi Meir, one agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, we learned in a Mishnah, all seas are like a mikvah, for it is written, and the gathering of the mikvah, the waters he called seas. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Great Sea alone is like a mikvah, and seas was stated only because it contains many kinds of waters. Seas are like a mikvah in all respects and not like a spring. The difference between the two are, a zav can immerse in a spring but not in a mikvah. The water of a spring but not of a mikvah is fit for sprinkling upon a matorah and for mixing with the ashes of the parah adumah. Water of a spring purifies when running, whereas a mikvah purifies only when its water is still. Since Rav Meir maintains that all seas are alike, he draws no distinction in respect to bathing either and permits it in the Great Sea as well. So we see the Great Sea, and we see the verse explaining that the seas are okay, as it says, as it was stated, according to that pasuk, and the gathering of the mikvah, the waters are called seas. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Great Sea alone is like a mikvah, and seas was stated only because it contains many kinds of waters. Many different rivers flow into the sea, and that explains the plural, but actually the verse refers only to the Great Sea. This is why he draws a distinction between the Great Sea and other seas. He also forbids bathing in it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi said, all seas, including the Great Sea, purify when running, for that is nature, but they're unfit for Zavim, Mitzorim, and to be sanctified as the water of purification. Not to get bogged down in the technicalities and in the details and in the minutiae of how the words are going about, but just to take out of it the idea of how the sea, the Great Sea, is the epicenter of life and how everything flows to it and flows from it. Interestingly, 75% of the body is water, and the whole world is also full of water. You know, the land is on the water, but the water is really 71%. About 71% of the Earth's surface is water covered. The oceans hold about 96.5% of all the Earth's water. I looked that up earlier, usgs.gov, if you don't believe me. But water also exists as water vapor in rivers and lakes and ice caps and glaciers and in the ground as soil mixture and aquifers and even in bodies and animals. So the idea being, water is everywhere. And they say, Mayim zu Torah, Torah zu Mayim. There's so many different phrases and so many different euphemisms and so many different acronyms and symbols for what Torah stands for, but Torah really is the sea of life. The whole world is based on water, and the whole life in our existence is based on water. Anyone who's thirsty should come drink in it, a famous phrase says, a famous pasuk says, and we should realize, even if there are many lakes, even if there are many rivers, even if there are many streams, they all lead to the Great Sea. And the Great Sea is that of Torah. We have to make sure that our fundamental basis, our core, our existence, the whole bane of our being is indelved and embedded in Torah. Just as all the waters of all the world originate and finish in the Great Sea, and the seas and the oceans of the world, so too we should realize that everything originates and should finish, our whole life should revolve around and focus on the fact of Torah, which is the bane of our existence, and everything should start with there, end with there, and make everything revolve around it as well. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 110 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.